Welcome to the Geordie Guns Podcast, episode 10. I'm your regular host, Andrew Guns-Galea, joined by my regular co-host, Geordie. Hey, Geordie, how are you, mate?
Yeah, it's good. How are you, Andrew?
I'm excellent. It's been another 2 weeks. This is episode 10. So, been what, five months or so of this? This is exciting.
Around 20 weeks.
I know. What about that?
It's gone quick.
It has. Right, so we'll talk about what we've been up to in a minute, I guess. Or actually, how about we start with that? What have you been up to, Joy? How have you been going?
Much better after having the flu. No, it was terrible. So
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was not nice. Just being at school. Haven't really raced much because our last club day was when I had the flu, so I missed out on that, unfortunately. But yeah, we've got Mildura next weekend, so I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome. Yeah, you
what about you?
Flu's been going around, but I've managed to avoid it.
Yeah.
I have raced. I think since we last spoke, I've raced at Hills, maybe, but definitely raced Bateman's Bay 1/8, which was awesome.
Yep. We'll get into that.
Yeah, it'd be great. Other than that, not much. Work's just been pretty flat out, family life. But everything's going really well. So yeah, it's all good stuff.
It's good.
It's just stopped raining too for us. It's been good.
Yeah, so true.
We've had a bit of that happening.
Oh, it's been freezing down here. I think today it only got to 8 degrees.
So oh wow! Yeah, it's been cold here too. I know.
Yep.
It's insane. Oh, we've had a lot of good feedback, haven't we, from people listening to the show, which is really good. Like, always makes us feel, gives us a bit of drive to do it when we know people are into it. So that's been really good.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's cool. All right.
I watched your commentary video from your races as well.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, that were good. I like it.
You know what? Thank you. You know what's good, right, is for both videos, I've had Louis Sola reached out to me.
Yep.
And then John McMillan from Sydney. They've noticed things, my car set up that's not right, and they give me advice.
Okay.
Which is amazing.
That's good.
Yeah, there's enough incentive to do the video, so that was good. Yeah, so
definitely.
It's good. I find it really good to watch myself and learn because I've got so much to learn. So it's actually quite cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Being able to see your lines and everything.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah,
it's a good way to learn.
I like it. All right, let's kick off some news, Geordie. So we've had the
Northwest. You go. The J Concepts Northwest Carpet Nationals. That was at Northwest Hobbies in America. I don't know if you watch some of those videos, but man, they are quick.
It's insane, hey. It is. It's like watching slot cars, I swear. I don't know how they do it.
So yeah, it was 1/10 off-road. So I guess we go into the two-wheel drive mod results. TQ and first place was Dakota Fenn, and second place was Ryan Cavallari, and third place Spencer Rivkin.
Yeah.
So TLR Associated.
Yeah. Man, Dakota Fenn. Seriously, the dude's on a roll.
He is.
He's been really strong
lately. Yeah, lately he's, especially on carpet, he is really quick.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Four-wheel drive mod, we had first place was Spencer Rivkin, second place was Brock Champlin, and Ryan Cavallari third.
Wow. So what's Spencer's associated? What's Brock Champlin? I don't know much about him. He must have done well.
Brock's Schumacher.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they're very well known on carpet.
Ah, cool.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. And Uncle Ty Tessman, he came in fifth, didn't he, for four-wheel drive, did he?
I think he was fifth place for four-wheel.
That's right. Yep, I saw him on the podium. That's a good result for Spencer, actually. It's a good result for Spencer coming, winning that with the associated. That's great.
Yeah, of course.
And also, switching to local Victoria, what's going on? You got the 1/8 happening or something?
Yeah, so it was round two of the Victorian Tri-Series at EMCC. They actually oiled the track before that event, so I don't know if you saw some videos
that
or whatever.
Track,
but
yeah, that looks, it looks really pretty cool. Good, man. I want to race there. That looks really good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a smallish track for 1/8 compared to Sunshine, which is also down here. But yeah, it looked a bit technical. It had a cool crossover section, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And there was a lot of, I mean, it's really good to see 1/8 has really picked up again, right? In Victoria. I like this, getting decent fields, a lot of racing. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of 1/10 people getting into it as well.
So who took out the buggy and EP buggy and the nitro buggy?
EP Buggy. TQ was Cameron Zammit, but he finished second place. So it was Andrew Salvaggi who took the win. And The Wing came in third place.
The Wing. Oh, awesome. That's right. Zammit, he's Maltese. That's pretty cool. I like to see a Malteser on the podium. That's nice.
And Nitro Buggy, Cameron Zammit finished first place. Max Ricard was second and Liam Jones was third.
All right. Well, congratulations to those guys. That's really good. Like I said, I'm into 1/8 myself now, so it's great to see it rock and rolling in Victoria.
Well, how was Bateman's Bay?
Mate, it was unreal. Pro line. So I debuted my car. So it was the first time I've used the XB8 and brand new motor, FX motor. So like the whole Saturday, like the motor wasn't broken in, right? So Ben Cribben did about 30 hours in an oil bath, which was really good. And I did about, I did two tanks idling in my house and then another two or three tanks on the driveway, just low revs. But it was still ultra tight, right? So I got down on the Saturday and just ran tanks and just slowly made it more... It was running really rich and they slowly leaned it out. So Ari and Stoney and they helped me out with the tuning.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, by the end of the weekend, I'd say the motor was humming, right? Like it took... It was just... takes that long to really break it in. So, and I was learning the new track, man, the car's so much more aggressive and responsive than my old, the old girl. So,
The HB.
Yep. So, I took everything I could just to learn, which I absolutely loved it. The track was really good. Once again, slightly on the small side, but really nice track. Great race meet, great club.
Yeah. Well, the location of it's unreal. Right next to the beach.
Yes. Incredible.
Yeah.
So I had an absolute blast again with the X-Ray guys. We had beautiful weather. So I qualified 16th. So now how's this work? I think I was 14th. Top eight go in the A main and the next 12, whatever, were in the B main with top four bumping up. So I was six on the grid. So yeah, it's 12 in the A main, but only eight automatically make it. So I was six on the grid. First lap, dropped back to last place again. Like, just got absolutely smashed. I was too tentative. Anyway, I came back to sixth place. So I was pretty happy overall. So top four. I missed out the A's, but I mean, it would have been a long shot. But I got my first championship points because the top 16 get points. And I ended up I come 14th, I think it was. So I was really happy. So yeah, I was really good out for the car. No problem whatsoever with it. It just went like a dream. Did a couple little tweaks and set up just to get it, but it was really good. So great series.
Yep.
The winner was...
Now you're on the leaderboard.
I am. Yeah, that's right. Ari won it. He did really well. Trying to think who comes second now.
No, it was Matty Cooper.
Oh, of course. Man. So he didn't come down on the Saturday. He came down Saturday night. So his first run on the track was the first quali. And the dude, I think, qualified third or fourth or something and ended up second. He's unreal.
Oh, right. But no practice.
No, but Ben Cribben was so excited. So he's always been good, but he's always about fifth or sixth all the time. He came third and he drove unreal. Yep. I pitted for Matt Seckold in the A main again, which was heaps of fun. I love doing that. But Ben was, and he was so pumped. I felt so happy for him. So he was really good. For sure. So it was X-ray 1, 2, 3, but. To be fair, it is a pretty stacked X-ray field, but yeah, it was good.
Yeah, okay. Mm. No, very nice.
The next one's in Illawarra in about a month, so.
Okay, whereabouts is that?
Down south again, near Wollongong. But it's Bateman's Bay was about 5.5 hours drive for me, so I was...
Yeah.
But Illawarra should be about three and a half, four, so it's not too bad.
Yeah. No, that's better. Because you didn't get down into Bateman's till about 10 o'clock, wasn't it? On the Friday night?
Yeah, it's late. Yeah, 10:30. Yeah, it was late. I go after work. It's just how it is. I don't mind. It's a weekend. I really love it, so it's fun.
No, it's true.
And for a change of pace, on the weekend, there was the state titles of 1/10 on-road and 1/12 on-road out at Penrith. You seen any footage or photos of that?
Yeah, I watched Jeff Hammond put a video of the A3 modified race up between him and Ari.
Yeah.
And that was unreal.
Unreal, eh?
So quick. Yeah.
And then when you saw Ari lost a bit of time and then made it up, he was just driving like a beast. It was pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was really cool.
They did a Q&A on Facebook Live the other day. Yesterday, day before?
Yeah, last night.
Yeah, that was good, yeah. Hey? I tuned into
that. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was good just to hear them talking, and two of the best drivers in Australia, regardless of whether you're off-road or on-road. Ari's incredible, man. I don't think he's driven on-road since last year's state titles. And he almost won it, so that was incredible. But he's a legend. Lachlan Donnelly, local off-road gun, came fifth in the modified, which is really good. I've got my back up a bit about... So it's the state titles. There's three different motors for the same chassis. What is going on? So it's 21.5, 13.5, and modified. I'm like,
yeah, okay.
I just don't.
Well, it's kind of the same for 1/10 off road.
Don't we just have
21.5?
Oh, you guys did. We don't have 21.5 in New South Wales.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Anyway, it is what it is. It just seems to break the field up a lot, but
yeah, definitely.
And then they had one for me. F1 was demonstration. I did know about it, but I haven't done F1 for a while. But that would have been really cool. There was 12 in that. They did that. So that was
they look pretty cool on track.
Oh, unreal! He's fun to drive. That's good.
Yeah, okay.
And
so have you raced on road before?
Yeah, I've raced both touring car and F1, but only at a club, at clubby. But
yeah,
it's good fun. I like it, but I don't know, I much prefer off road, but I still like it's really good. Like I don't, I'm not dissing it. It's quite fun, but yeah.
Well, any RC cars are fun.
That's what I mean. I know. I don't get what it is. I mean, yeah. So, but I haven't had time to do it for ages. COVID, not since, I've done it a while ago. I've still got my F1 car, but I'll probably do it again sometime. Oh, I should mention that Simon Nicholson came third. So it was Jeff Hammond, Ari Barclay, and Simon Nicholson in that. I might mention the 1/12 scale, Steve Cornell, Andrew Cook, and Tom Roden. So,
nice.
Awesome. That was state titles. What else has been going on, Jordy?
I've also got the 1/8 Worlds warm-up event this week. I believe it's this weekend in Spain.
It is, yes. And Kyle McBride has made his way over there.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty sure you've seen the track, but it's massive.
Yeah, I saw a photo. It looks cool, eh? It looks unreal.
Lots of elevation changes.
I saw
The location, the backdrop with the mountains off to the right, it's pretty sick.
Oh, yeah. It's got to, I mean... I don't know. The dream. I'm not good enough to compete in it, really, but it'll be fun. Like, it's awesome fun to drive, I reckon, on those tracks. But Ty Tespin's over there. So, be interested to see how he goes. And Bruno will be racing there as well. So, yeah, it should be good.
Do you know any other Australian drivers who are over there?
I don't, actually. Okay. And that reminds me, I'm going to try to interview some of the 1/8 guys. We should interview them. Who kicked ass over at Silver State.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, the only person I know that none of the guys, Ari mentioned it briefly a few months ago, but he didn't go. He's not going to the Worlds. So I think, I don't know anyone else. So maybe we should try to find out whether any others are going. I'm sure there are others going, but yeah. So that's good. It's a warm event. I don't know when the actual Worlds are on. I guess it's in a couple of months. I'm not sure.
Yeah, August or September, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, okay. All right. Now, you've got an upcoming... What's the Mallee Madness all about, Mildura?
Yeah, so the Mildura Mallee Madness, the 14th running of it, I believe. So that's our round two of the Victorian Driver Series. So that's next weekend, cool. 11th and 12th of June.
And you won the first round, didn't you, I think, memory?
Yeah, the Polistena Cup.
Awesome. So how's it work? Do you drop any four rounds? Do you drop any rounds or it's all four count or what is it? Do you know?
I believe it's all four.
Okay. All right.
I'm not 100% correct, but maybe we drop one round.
Okay.
But I'm not too sure, to be honest. Sorry.
I saw the Mondays in Silvagi were practicing with the 6.4, whatever it is.
Up at Madura.
Yeah, they had some, they're trying something different. So look out, Jordy.
Yeah.
They're coming for you.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of competition up there.
What's the Madura track like? What's the surface?
It's kind of like a red dirt, similar to Wodonga, but a mixture of Wodonga and kind of just normal dirt. But they've also oiled it. Last time it was only slightly oiled, but it looks like they've put more oil down on it now.
Awesome.
Same track layout from last year.
Right.
It's a really good layout.
Cool.
Pretty flowing and fast, big triple. It's really good.
So Batemans Bay was the oil track too, by the way. I didn't mention that, which was really good. So it was cool. Now, speaking of the Victorian Driver Series, the New South Wales Driver Series kicks off this weekend at Maitland for 1/10 off-road. So this is a three-round series only. We've got Maitland, Ride, and Hills. Maitland being the first one. So I fortunately can't make it, so I'm not competing in it. But I know a bunch of people are going up. Yeah. I told you, I swap weekends with my wife for race weekends, so I can't do everything because I just did Maitland, so I was no chance. So, but anyway, the Maitland track is heavily oiled. It's a really oiled track. It's got a section. It's a 1/8 track that's got for 1/10. You cut out the back part. The so it's a bit shorter, but it's still got pretty high jumps for 1/10. I know the Blaneys went up there for a practice run. And they were saying, yeah, like one of them broke an arm. They were saying that they're quite high jumps for 1/10. But it's still a pretty good track. It's going to be fun.
Is the track still 3 meters wide, or is it wider for 1/8?
It's the same size. It's a 1/8 width. But you do
So is it
1/10.
4 meters? Around
Yeah.
4 meters?
Yeah. I think it is. Yeah. It's a big track for 1/10. But
It
even
does look
after
big.
they cut out the back section, like the whole back straight is not part of it in 1/8. But the rest of it is, and it's a pretty wide, big track. So it should be fun to see how it rocks up. So hopefully I'll make the other rounds, but this one I'm not making. But all the good guys, I mean, all the top guys are going, and it was sold out, I think.
Oh,
So
really?
yeah, they
Should
had
be big.
maxed out. Yeah, so that's pretty
No, it's
fun.
good.
Yep. New South Wales state
And
titles are coming up. Is it going to talk about?
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Chris Mitchell was also race director for that event.
Oh, I should mention for the on-road, they got what's his name? Oh, what's the voice of RC?
Scotty Ernst.
Scotty Ernst. Yeah, he was here. How good is
That
that?
was pretty cool.
Seriously, that's the best. Also, just things like, he tweeted and he was flying to Australia. Like, it's just good to for our local scene to get a bit of international coverage.
It brings more people to the event.
Oh, that was amazing. So, Chris Mitchell, sorry, here he's the guy. If you watch the Come Drive With Us series in the Perth Worlds one, he was the race director announcer for that.
Yeah,
So,
really good.
yeah, it looks unreal. So, pretty pumped about him coming along, which is great. The track rebuild, it's still a bit wet to do it this weekend, but they booked in Craig Lawton for next week. I think Wednesday, Thursday, or Thursday, Friday. So that build should be done. And it's going to be a busy time because we've got the Ride Cup is coming up. And then, so there's a bunch of clubbies. And then we've got, no, there's Ride Cup, Driver Series, and state titles all within the next couple of months at the new
Oh,
track.
wow. There's a
Yes,
lot.
a lot. So that track, because everyone's going to be keen to get on it. Like the state titles aren't that far away and we haven't got the track yet. So it's going to be really good to get it. And it's going to be oiled, new surface, so it'll be consistent. So it's pretty exciting.
Nah. Well, even for the state title is going to be, and the national is going to be pretty cramped because they've postponed the Queensland ones till, I think, July, somewhere around July. And then August is the New South Wales one, and then September is the nationals.
It's pretty crazy, eh? And the 1/10 off-road state titles in Queensland are now a week before the 1/8 Queensland state titles. So it's just, I mean, it's packed with big races at the moment.
Do you reckon you'll come up to the state titles now that it's not the same
I still
weekend?
can't make it. I know.
Okay.
I can't. I'm gonna try to do the nationals, but I've just got so much going on. I can't do it at the moment. Which is a bit of a shame,
Fair
but
enough.
you've rebooked and everything.
Yeah, I believe so. I think that's
Excellent,
all covered.
that's really good. And no clubbies for you? Yeah, have you been racing in club races?
No, so we got Madura obviously next weekend, and I think a club day after that one.
Okay, awesome. All right, no worries.
So, yeah, should be good.
Awesome, Geordie. So, yeah, that was pretty good. We've done all a bit of a roundup, what's going on. I'm not sure what else I've got happening. I told you I've got Illawarra. I've got a clubby. I'll start doing some 1/10th clubbies. Another one at Hills. New layout was really fun, yep. By the way. Like, it's so
good. Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah, so you might come up for the XRS, you said, maybe. Is that right? Potentially?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's a good event.
Mate, the track's unreal. Like, I really... a lot of fun. I was good putting the videos up because I don't think there's been too much footage shots, you know, of it. So it was quite good.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, well, from your videos, the surface looks unreal.
Yeah, it is really good. And that was still a bit wet that weekend. So we're all kind of struggling for grip a little bit. But I've heard someone go recently and they said, yeah, it's gripped up and the oil's set in and... Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's a great
track. Is it molasses or...
Molasses, oil? Molasses, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, not oil. Yep. Yeah. But it's all. I think it's all bedded in now and, you know, they've had
enough...
It's dried out a bit, so it's quite cool. So it's going to be unreal.
Yeah. What tyres were you running?
So we ended up running... I ended up on bars again, pretty much like normal. Start on pins and then made my way to bars. I also tried suburbs, which is like a cross between them. So it was kind of just, I think it was just good enough for bars at the end, but not everyone was. But that's normally hills what I normally do. I start pins in the morning and then migrate to bars as it heats up and it grooves up a bit. But yeah.
Yep. Okay.
I think for the state titles at Ride, the control tie is actually hole shots. It's not ideal because it's now going to be an oiled track. But I think that was the only tie they could secure a lot of. You know how,
but isn't it the closed cell one? Or is it the open cell?
I hope it's a closed cell one. I don't know, actually. It's a good question. We should find that out before next time. Yeah.
Yes, we will.
We should do that. But I...
That'll be interesting.
I think people are going to be just making them bald, honestly. Like...
Yeah.
Because the pins aren't going to be ideal. So...
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was 2017 New South Wales state titles at Castle Hill. I don't know if they're all... double D's or hole shots, but it was a super hot day and we're running them on slicks in open cell.
Yeah, okay. So I think that's probably, it could be similar. Well, it's not going to be that cold, that warm though, but interesting to see what people do. So
We just got to hope it doesn't get rained out.
Yeah, I know, man. Please.
Yeah.
it's been better for us, but we'll see how it goes. I think it has slowed down a little bit, which is really good. So,
okay.
Oh, another thing in my 1/8, I bought a new starter box as well. I had everything brand new. Looked like a
complete. Is it a Huddy one?
New, of course.
Oh, man.
And I bought a Huddy bag for it just to look cool. It's my first Huddy bag. It's a bit of a thing because Ben Cribbin has dead set got every kind of Huddy bag or tool I've ever seen.
Oh, he's got everything.
He's a beast. So yeah. I was there spruiking my one Huddy bag, so I'll have to get some more. But
Look like a pro.
You know me. I look A class. I just drive C class. That's just how I do it. That's awesome.
Yeah. What's the saying? Look like a pro, play like a Joe.
That's me, bro. That's me. I'm gonna get that on my shirt for sure. Have you watched much F1?
I watched Monaco.
What about Rick?
That was pretty good.
Danny, what's
going on? Oh, it was interesting.
He's killing me, Danny Rick. Seriously.
Yeah.
He's depressing.
He's not scoring many points.
None. What is going on?
None.
But it was good to watch. I'm enjoying it, except Ferrari keep stuffing up. But anyway.
Yeah, little mistakes.
Yeah, it's bad.
Letting Red Bull through.
I know. It was a shocker. All right, mate. You will have a quick one today. Be good. You take care with yourself. Good luck on the weekend.
Thank you.
Mildura Mallee Madness. See whether you can bring home the second one. Two from two.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will be racing.
That's a goal.
I think before we do another one of these. So hopefully I'll do a clubby next week maybe. We'll see how we go.
Is that at Castle Hill?
I'm trying to work it out now. So what's this weekend?
Okay.
Yeah. It might. I don't know. It might either be the week, next week or the week after I race. But then I'm gearing up. I'm definitely got the Maitland for practice because I want to make sure I get some practice before the Illawarra 1/8 heat. So... I'll do that as well. Yeah, be cool.
Awesome.
All right, mate. Have a good couple of weeks.
All right. You too.
Thanks for tuning in.
Talk to you soon.
People who did. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
See you guys. Peace. Thanks.